This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
From outside the box to outside in the airport, because he's on the road again. TMB, my good buddy, are you working on the truth about cancer, Pat, still?
We are, Robert Scott Bell. Good to join you. We're actually up in New York at JFK Airport. About to fly out to LAX, and done some amazing interviews over the last couple of days for the truth about pet cancer.
Awesome. Now, have you found some more doctors of veterinary medicine willing to go on the record about the true causes of cancer and their reversals, or are you finding extraneous folks that are supportive of these thoughts?
You know, I'd like to answer that, but I have no idea what extraneous means. Can you define that?
Well, you're in JFK Airport in New York City. They're kind of hoity-toity sometimes there, so I figured I'd use a big word.
Extraneous, yeah. Let me think. No, we just did an interview yesterday. The days are all running together, so it was yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. Did an interview with Dr. Marty Goldstein, who's a veterinary a doctor of veterinary medicine up in upstate New York, and interviewed him. We actually got footage of him doing cryosurgery on a little puppy. That what they do is they freeze the tumor.
Okay.
They take it out. It's a lot less invasive. Does not cause the cancer cells to spread like normal surgery because it's frozen.
Okay.
They take out the tumor, and then they make their own, basically a cancer vaccine made out of their own tumor cells that they then give to the pet, which is similar to what Dr. Buttar does with humans with his Arsota vaccine. So I found that very, very fascinating. And Alan was with me, and he got footage of the surgery, and we got footage of them treating dogs with intravenous vitamin C and all kinds of good stuff, man. It's going to be fascinating to see in the final product.
Well, I think we're open up another whole new realm of potential, let's say, real healing for these animals or interventions when necessary from the allopathic side of veterinary medicine, less invasive, less harmful, and again, as you said, to not spread the cancer, which is a big part of the risk for any surgery on a cancer tumor or cancer cells.
It is. It is. And it's really amazing to me how much a lot of the veterinarians have woken up to the fact that the big three treatments in dogs specifically are killing the pets just like they are humans. You know, I don't know how many times over the last couple of days I heard that, you know, the treatments are killing the pets quicker than the cancer's killing the pets.
Right.
Same thing we've seen in the human realm.
Well,
and now we're seeing it with veterinarians and pets.
Ty, I'm pleased to see, like, Dr. Marlene Siegel, our good friend, and now this doctor, willing to come out from the shadows to say, hey, there are other ways to go here. It's going to open up a whole new world, folks. When you get this Truth About Cancer Pet series, again, what the Truth About Cancer did worldwide for access to this kind of information, you're going to be breaking some big stories with this next series.
We are, absolutely. I'm confident that our reach is going to be even bigger than what we've had in the past. And, you know, the reality is, Robert, all the people that we've reached to help them with their own cancer or to prevent their cancer, to their family members, whatever, most of them have pets. And unfortunately, you know, 30 years ago, it was 1 in 10 dogs had cancer. Now it's 1 in 2.
Wow.
And so all those people out there with pets, specifically dogs, they're, you know, they need this information because they love their pets just like family. They are family to them. And this is something that needs to get out there to help people with their pets as well. And, you know, the interesting thing, the crossover, as you know as well as I do, is a lot of the treatments that help in humans help in pets as well. The cancer cells, the metabolism, the cancer cell, the way that they spread, the way that they function, the way that they get their energy, it's all the same across the board. So what we're going to find is a lot of the treatments work for both.
Well, yeah, exactly. Now, there are probably nuances in terms of what animals are designed to eat. And so we talk about species-appropriate diets again. I mean, if a human went out and ate a raw animal that they just killed, I don't know how well the digestive system has been handling that in a recent scenario versus these animals who have been converted to sometimes even organic kibble with high carbohydrate loads that they don't eat in the wild either. Was there any more discussion about diet in terms of prevention of cancer?
Yeah. They definitely believe, Dr. Marty believes in a species-appropriate diet. Big believer in feeding dogs mostly raw diet. Some dogs can't handle it. We've domesticated them so much that they try to eat a raw diet and it doesn't settle well with them. That's not the majority of dogs, but Dr. Marty's definitely a big proponent. He kind of reminded me of the Nicholas Gonzalez of the pet world, because Dr. Nick had an appropriate diet and supplement regimen for every patient that was different than the next patient.
Right.
It was an individualized program, and that's what Dr. Marty does. He does an individualized diet and supplement program for every different pet that he deals with. And so, very fascinating. He's a brilliant guy. Now, this is a guy that's treated Oprah's pets, and he had a wall of the stars. Alan's here with me. Yeah, John Travolta and Kelly Preston. I mean, Seinfeld. All these guys had autographed pictures on his wall. And he's an hour outside of New York City in Manhattan. He's treated a lot of the stars' pets, and so it's pretty fascinating to be able to learn from him, because he knows what he's talking about, and he's been doing it for almost 40 years.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous pets.
It is. He's the veterinarian for the pet stars.
Yeah, we did. But his name is not Dr. Robin Leaf, so it's okay. We've got somebody legit here. No, this is very exciting. Very exciting as we look at these animals that are companions, and they bring a lot of unconditional love into families and for those who are ill. Why would we not want to treat them with the same amount of respect we would hope that we would treat other humans with? But, of course, we recognize a lot of folks will do things for their animals that they won't do for themselves. So I think that, we've talked about this off the air, Ty, that this cancer series for pets might go bigger than the one for humans. Does that make sense?
It's certainly possible, Robert. I don't know what the end result will be, but I think that we actually might reach more people than we reach for the human, because, we've already got a big audience to start with. And now the big audience that we've got to start with already have pets. And then we're teaming up with some people that have really, really large Facebook followings, specifically in the pet world. And, so when you put all that together, we're going to reach a lot of people with this information. And that's the whole purpose, is to get the word out there so we can save people, save pets, make the world a better place. That's what we're trying to do.
Right. I thought you were going to say we hooked up with a lot of people with really, really large pets. And those are good, too. We want to help them as well.
We hooked up with some people with some really, really fat dogs and obese pets. No, just kidding.
Well, we could help them too, though, of course.
Well, one of the things that's interesting that we've seen is that the pets, when they start eating a species-appropriate raw diet, mostly raw diet, all of them lose weight. And so it's a common thread that we see with people. You're obese, you're sick, you start eating a diet that you're supposed to, and what happens? You lose weight and you get healthy. Same thing happens with pets. America has the most obese pets in the world. Why do you think that is, Robert? It's because they're eating the same food we're eating. We're feeding them our scraps, and they're getting fat, too.
No, they have a deficiency in stomach stapling surgery or bands around their stomach.
That's what it is. It's SS deficiency, stomach stapling deficiency.
It's incredible if you think about it. People would say, well, that's absurd, right, if you tried to do that to an animal. Yet there's a whole field of gastroenterology that does that to humans.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing.
I mean, I'm not in that camp, and I know you're not either, but I'm glad that you're out there gathering even some more great interviews. Now, can you give us a sneak preview? You said you're heading to L.A. tonight. Where is it going to be next in terms of the kind of content coverage for the Truth About Cancer Pet series?
Well, Robert, I could tell you that, but I'd have to kill you at that point. And I just don't want to have to kill you. I enjoy our time each Wednesday outside the box, so I just can't tell you.
All right, just don't tell me. I'll cover my ears. You tell everybody else.
I want to tell everybody else, you recover your ears. Robert, we are going out to L.A., and tomorrow we are going to be interviewing Dr. Gene Dodds, who has a veterinary clinic out in Garden Grove, California. And she's an immunologist, actually, and she's an expert on vaccines and pets. And so what we're trying to do is to get the experts to lay this information down. So I can tell you something, and people say, well, he's not a doctor. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But when Dr. Gene Dodds tells you that vaccines are causing cancer in pets, then it means something totally different, because you're talking to probably one of the top two most renowned immunologists, vaccinologists in the veterinary field in the world. So we're going to get Dr. Gene Dodds.
That's huge. Absolutely huge. And remember, folks, when you come to the Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, there might be a few tickets left, so hurry up, get them. You're going to have exposure to pet veterinary discussion, because I know Dr. Siegel's going to be there. And I think you had said you had added another lecture in that series for animals.
We did. Actually, Rodney Habib and Dr. Karen Becker. Those two pet experts are going to be lecturing together on pet cancer. And now Dr. Becker is very well known. She's Dr. Mercola's vet. And Rodney Habib is actually got the largest following in the world on pets on Facebook. He has 2.5 million followers. So we've asked Rodney and Karen to come down and speak at the conference as well. So, you know, we're going to be covering the truth about cancer, but it's not just going to be humans this year. There's going to be a couple of lectures on pets for those pet owners that are interested in learning all they can.
Yeah, so if it's not for yourself, then do it for your dogs and cats and horses and, I guess, weasels or whatever else you have there. So we're all in.
If it's not for yourself, do it for Fido.
Yes, exactly, and Fifi and Muffy, whatever their names might be. So am I confirming that there are some tickets available? I don't want to be out there if it's already sold out, but if there's a few left, I want people to jump on it, not wait.
Yes, there are tickets available. Again, I encourage you to get them quickly because we don't know how long they will be available. The tickets typically, they've been going in spurts, so there'll be a few days where just a few are selling, and then we'll sell a couple hundred in one day. So I'd go ahead and get them while you can, because it's going to be, last year was great in Dallas. This year's going to be even better in Orlando.
Yeah.
No one misses it.
And just to remind you, I think we might have mentioned it last week when Charlene was there with my wife, with Casey Krejci's wife, and your lovely daughter Brianna. They were tasting the food for, it's all organic going to be, and they have their own gardens at this place, this location, and you know, the best thing I got from my wife is, oh my, and you know what, oh wow. And it was like hard to speak because it was so good what's happening there. So not only that, it could be a culinary adventure for everybody attending.
Yeah, you know, I just got off the phone with Charlene before I got on with you here, and she sends her love to you, Nancy, and the kiddos, and I send my love to Charlene and the kiddos. I'm missing them, but we'll be seeing each other tomorrow night. But she said that it was the best time that she had at the tasting with Nancy and then with Monica Krejci. They just had such a good time, you know, bonding, connecting, doing that woman thing together and getting close and tasting some awesome organic food. So,
beautiful. Well,
yeah,
everybody, if you want to do it too, get your tickets now, truthaboutcancerlive.com. We've got it linked up in the show notes, of course. You can check it out there at robertscottbell.com. We've got lots more healing. We've got some stories about cancer TMB is going to chime in on when we come back from this break.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, anyplace, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're hearing some clanking in the background, it's only because Ty Bollinger is at a restaurant at JFK Airport. I hope it's a species-appropriate diet, Ty.
I think it is a species-appropriate diet. I think most of the species I see in here are human, so, you know, and they're eating mostly human food. Some of it looks like it may not be human food, but most of it looks like human food, so I think it is species appropriate. Good point.
Okay, well, you know, it depends on the airport you're in. Like when we were in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago with Paul, we had French Meadow Bakery, which is an organic restaurant and bread maker that had their outlets in the hotel. I'm sorry, in the airport itself. And I've seen some airports have Chipotles now, so the options on cleaner food are coming about in these airports, thankfully.
They certainly are. They're getting a lot better, and that's a good thing. And what that shows me, and I mentioned this to Alan a couple of times on Strip, it shows me that we're having a big influence, not just necessarily the truth about cancer, but just us collectively having a big influence on the way that people eat and the food that they're ingesting and the drinks that they're drinking and their water and just the whole, you know, the whole organic movement is getting bigger and bigger, and we're getting a lot better selection of choices. When you can go down to your big box Wally World and see organics coming in. Now, some of the quality organics might be questionable. I'm not saying that, but we see that it's even affecting the big box stores.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you're at one of these restaurants in an airport, or if you go out to eat at a restaurant, or even if you go to a grocery store to buy stuff, like let's think sweet treats and ice cream since we're on the topic of food. Just because it has a fancy label that looks happy and healthy, maybe it has leaves and trees, or maybe you see something like Cherry Garcia ice cream, right, from Ben and Jerry's. And, of course, you think those are a bunch of old hippies and they wouldn't put any pesticides in their milk, right? Because they're going all organic, right? Well, it turns out not so fast. Natural Society's got an article, and this has made some mainstream news as well. Ben & Jerry's ice cream found to contain traces of glyphosate as well.
Well, here's the problem, and I would suspect that we're going to start finding that there's even potentially organic type foods that are going to have traces of glyphosate as well, because the glyphosate, the pesticides, they're not just centrally located on whatever crop you spray it on. They're going to drift, and they're going to cross contaminate crops that are close. And so we're seeing that with GMO foods. We're seeing that farmers that are planting organic food are now getting cross-contaminated with GMOs. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we've talked about Monsanto's team of lawyers that then goes out and sues them for you know, not paying for their patented crop. But I suspect that we're going to start finding that glyphosate is ubiquitous all over the food supply. Mm. And that's a bad thing. That's a really bad thing. But at the same time, now, and I don't have the name of the supplement or the product, but Dr. Newsom's working on it. I know that I believe that I talked to Mike Adams. He's working on it. There's different formulators out there that are developing supplements that will bind to glyphosate that you can eat, and it will excrete out of your body without it harming you.
Yep, and of course we're continuing to work homeopathically on that as well for the gut. So we'll be talking more about it. In the case of Ben and Jerry's, the reality is that when they say we're made like with natural stuff and non-GMO. Mm-hmm. If they're getting it from cows who eat GMO corn, et cetera, which is what is happening,
right,
it's still going to contain GMO residues. So that's the issue. It's like if you think you're eating a free-range whatever, find out when they're not free-ranging what they're eating. They're often eating genetically engineered grains. And, folks, that's why we have to dig deeper than the claims and the marketing, or else we're going to be victims of unintentional glyphosate poisoning and leaky gut that results from it.
Exactly, and that's why I say, you know, I have a feeling that over the next few years we're going to start finding out that glyphosate's in a lot more foods than we initially thought. But don't lose hope. You know, there's definitely solutions, so that's why you got to keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Absolutely, and I was thinking of that website you helped set up called RSBReports.com, going into the gold, frankincense, and myrrh concept, the gifts of the magi, of course, the gold being the turmeric that is so vital and valuable in terms of a systemic and local anti-inflammatory.
Man, it is so good, Robert. We flew up here, JFK, Monday. Al and I flew up here, and Monday night I was at the hotel up in Danbury, Connecticut, getting ready to do the interview with Dr. Marty Goldstein yesterday. And I've got this one place in my mouth where this one tooth just sometimes gets a little bit of inflammation on the gum right above it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God I brought my Magi Complex with me and rubbed it on there that night, rubbed it on there the next morning, and boom, gone. I mean, no inflammation whatsoever. So it's an awesome, I never go anywhere without the Magi Complex.
Beautiful. And by the way, you can click on the link in the show notes. We have it hot linked. It's rsbreports.com. It'll take you to the new Organics, formerly known as Epigenetic Labs, and their Magi Complex, which we should all be doing, and I am as well, and TMB using it well, because you're out in the world doing great work, but there's a lot of obstacles to being in optimal health and shape because of environmental degradation or unintentional exposure. So that's another reason why you want to plug into that. So check it out, folks. Of course, for those of you new to the show, and I know we've got new listeners each and every day and each and every week, you can also learn more about Ty Bollinger at thetruthaboutcancer.com and, of course, cancertruth.net. And the book we wrote together, it's called Unlock the Power to Heal, and it's doing a good job of bringing that power to heal back where it belongs. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Outside the box we go with Ty Bollinger, and have a time as we do this each and every week. Archives available at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio across the pond there. Those of you listening in Great Britain, we love you. And, of course, SoundCloud here at robertscottbell.com. and many other places. We've got hundreds and hundreds of hours of TMB and me, RSV, together, and occasionally Super D when he chimes in. But for now, let's talk about the healing beyond the pets, which you're on the tour to help, because we got that big reveal happening this fall around the time of the Truth About Cancer live event in Orlando, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. And something you've been writing about for years in the realm of cancer, the fact that the very treatment that is prescribed and monopolizing the Western medical model, oncology, chemotherapy, actually causing cancer. More and more studies. In fact, a new one published just this month, TMB, confirming that chemotherapy actually causes cancer. It's carcinogenic.
It's breaking news, Robert. I saw another article, grass is green, water is wet. breaking news, right? Of course chemotherapy causes cancer. I mean, the whole basis of chemotherapy is to destroy fast dividing cells, which are cancer cells, but then our immune cells are fast dividing too. So of course it's going to cause cancer because it destroys the tumor while it's destroying the immune system, which will then cause more cancer. Of course it causes cancer. That's one of the things that Dr. Marty Goldstein mentioned, is the fact that it's so bizarre that we live in a world where with humans and pets, we treat cancer with the very thing that causes it, which is chemo and radiation.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we look to expand our definition of chemo, and I do like to bring this up because it is still shocking for folks who take antibiotics like they're candy, and certainly some doctors still prescribe them like they're candy. And chemotherapy and antibiotics, in my humble opinion, and I think I could be backed up by the science, are one and the same. They're indiscriminate chemotoxic substances being put in the body to kill things. And they also indiscriminately kill not only bacteria that might be good for you, but the epithelial lining that is the integrity for the microbiome to live and inhabit. And, chemotherapy, of course, is designed to kill cells, and antibiotics are designed to kill cells. They claim they're only designed to kill bacterial cells, but oops, look out, it's also harming our healthy cells too.
Yeah, of course it's harming the microbiome. That's where the bacteria reside in our body. So we have antibiotics that are designed to kill bacteria, and they're not indiscriminate. So they kill the bacteria that may be causing a sickness, but they also kill the good bacteria in our gut, which is the microbiome. That's where our immune system is created. That's what keeps us healthy. And so that's why we have so many people with the gastrointestinal issues, with gut issues, is because we've taken round after round after round of antibiotics like they're candy, and we've created these sicknesses because of the overabuse of antibiotics. There is a time for antibiotic use. Occasionally, rarely, but not the way that we prescribe them today.
Yeah, I mean, if you can find a way to not use them, by all means do so. I've done that, thank God, with my kids, and I'm not saying there weren't times where I haven't considered it, but I was able to navigate because of my knowledge in homeopathy and herbs and the use of silver hydrosol and other things, where I've been able to, even go right to the edge and go, you know what, we beat it, we did it, we helped the body to overcome it without doing indiscriminate antibiotics. So I'm not here to yell at anybody that's ever used an antibiotic. My gosh, I grew up on them. I had to repair a lot in my own body, but I want to expand on what we opened with this segment about chemo causing cancer. Antibiotics are chemo, and one day they'll acknowledge that the damage they do to the gut also precipitates, facilitates, or even causes cancer as well.
Mm-hmm. And again, we've got antibiotics being overprescribed. You're saying, antibiotics being very similar to chemo. Chemo's being overprescribed. I mean, I'm in the position with chemo that I would never use chemo. Now, with antibiotics, there was, Brianna last year got a staph infection on her index finger on her right hand, and it got bad. And we tried everything, and nothing worked. And we went to the doctor, and he said, we may have to send her to the hospital right now. This is looking really bad. We had to do a round of antibiotics, and within a day, it started turning around, and she's fine. So there's a time and a place, but it's rare.
Yeah.
And the problem is we're not discriminate about the way that we prescribe those antibiotics. It's just anytime you have an infection, anytime you have a cold, sometimes, anytime you're sick, it's all here's a round of antibiotics. That's not the place.
Right, and I had a case, remember, with my son when he was much younger, where he had a cuticle-like infection, and it was, staph-related as well, and we began to see evidence of spread. And so my wife and I were very closely monitoring the situation. We were very diligent and on top of it, and because, again, I didn't only rely on silver, even though if you did an IV at that case, you could probably knock it out, but I didn't have access to IVing it, so we were doing oral and local. But also I had homeopathic medicines in my remedy kit that I knew would work in a systemic way to help trigger the immune system to beat it back. And with the consistency, with more selenium, these things, we were able to overcome a situation where I would have said, and my wife would have agreed, okay, this is an appropriate time and place to resort to an antibiotic to save the life of a child or an adult or an animal even in that case. But if you know right. what to do, and I don't want to be cocky about it, but man, if I was there at TMB, you know, we'd have been all over it. But again, there's a lot more than just one thing. And I think that's an important part of why the truth about cancer is important. It's not just one way. We're giving you options and options and options. We need more options, not fewer.
I agree. And I think that was the day I was calling you. You kept hanging up on me. So it was like, we don't know what else to do. So we
I did not hang up on you. No, but I mean, that
just
is,
kidding,
I know. I'm just sensitive to the life and death potential of these infections as well. So I don't want anybody to think I'm callous about that. But I wish everybody had the same knowledge to, you know, be able to take care of these things. And even sometimes you don't catch it in time. You don't see it and notice it. It's like, oh, my gosh, we're past that point of no return. And that's where we say, listen, you skep ducks out there, we don't throw out the medical baby with the bathwater. We're acknowledging and recognizing and welcoming of the times when that intervention is life-saving.
Yeah, sorry, man. I just had somebody come over the loudspeaker saying if anybody needs wheelchair assistance, and just kind of threw it off my train of thought there.
No, no worries. Hopefully it's not you that needs the wheelchair assistance.
You know, maybe they were talking about me. Maybe that's why I threw it off.
Maybe it was
a
mental wheelchair.
Then I would definitely need a system.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I want to go back to the use of turmeric, the gifts of the Magi complex here as well, in terms of long-term recovery, systemic inflammation, which is common after antibiotic use. We've talked about in our book, Unlock the Power to Heal, of a protocol that helps people recover their guts. But it's not just one thing, it's everything. And anything you do that is complementary will only accelerate that recovery.
That's true. And again, one of the things that I'm learning with this travel, these travels with the pet cancer series, is that it's not one thing. It's a whole bunch of things that you do to help animals recover. The same with people. Cancer is a multi-pronged disease. There's multiple different causes and triggers for cancer. So you can't have like one silver bullet that fixes all cancers. So it's a multi-pronged approach. And so I think that that's what we need to be cognizant of, and we need to be educated on it, the fact that there's a whole bunch of things that you need to be aware of, and there's a whole bunch of different possible causes for cancer. So we need to be aware of the whole gamut of possible solutions, because what works for one person or a pet may not work for the other. One of the things that Dr. Marty said in the interview yesterday is that he's had, you know, three different cats or three different dogs with the same cancer, they tried the same treatment on them. And it worked for one, didn't work for the other two. The other two died, and that's what led him into individualized treatments. Because you might have the same cancer or in the same type of pet, or in the same kind of cancer in the same in a person, but the triggers may have been different. So if the triggers are different, the treatment's going to be different. So again, all back to the fact that we need to be aware, we need to be educated, and we need to look for people. We need to look for vets and doctors that can give us an individualized approach, as opposed to a one size fits all. You've got this kind of cancer, take this chemo and this radiation, and you'll see in the morning. Unfortunately, you don't see them in the morning oftentimes because the treatment kills them.
Right. Well, bioindividuality is a key to any healing treatment or recovery protocol, and it's distinct and different from those who are collectivists. Even holistic or homeopathic collectivists I stand against, not because I'm an angry homeopath, just simply because it disavows the knowledge that each of us has unique needs that are somewhat, it could be slightly or significantly different than the other. Of course, where we have commonality is that none of us need to be subsisting on glyphosate. None of us can survive on chronic antibiotic use long, much less steroid hormones like prednisone. These things can eventually kill you, and they destroy your immune system. Now, here's another story about cancer, TMB, and you know this well. This is a question about preventing skin cancer. And one of the answers they're finding out in the scientific journals is eating more tomatoes. Whether you like them or not, you can always take hopefully a whole food form of lycopene, but apparently that's a very powerful cancer-protecting nutrient substance.
Yeah, I mean, tomatoes have long been in the cancer-fighting arsenal due to the lycopene. Now, there are people that are, you know, natural health advocates that say to stay away from what they call the nightshades. And tomato is one of those group of fruits and vegetables they call nightshades. And I don't know all the theory behind it. At this point, I wouldn't say that I would agree with that. But at the same time, I don't know the theory behind why you should stay away from it. But I do know that there have been dozens, if not hundreds, of studies on lycopene and its anti-cancer effects. And I think that tomatoes, and I think that, if I'm not mistaken, with tomatoes, if you cook them a little bit, it activates the lycopene even better. Kind of like with broccoli, the dendrometaphane is activated if you cook it.
Yeah, well, good point to nuance it that way. And my good friend, Dr. Gloria Gilbert has written extensively about the nightshades. And it is, again, bioindividuality. It's not a rule across the board because some people are not impacted negatively by those, that class of foods, right? Or plants. And so it's about if you're not having problems with them, they can be very beneficial. Some people, their bioindividuality says, you know what, I don't do well on those things. So once again, somebody will go across the board and say everybody needs to eat tomatoes, but somebody on tomatoes, it doesn't work for them. And I think that's a great theme and message that's coming through loud and clear today with you. Unplanned, of course, but really important.
Well, you know, I'd say that for me, the nightshades aren't a big deal because I just ate about 2 dozen tomatoes and I'm good. So.
You're good. Your brain is still working. You don't need the mental handicap wheelchair. You're doing great. You're doing great.
I'm doing fine. Doing fine.
Well, and I know I can get a little absent-minded in the midst of travel, like being on the road for the last 10 days or so till I finally got home. I didn't know what time zone I was on, even though I was only 1 hour off, but it was enough to go cause me to question every time that I look at a clock. Where was I? What city I was in?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I don't know. The way we can travel so instantaneously across the country is really kind of cool, but you really, it's an unreal scenario. How much in the past or in human history, outside of reversing alien technology and UFOs, have we had the ability to just kind of almost instantly be across the continent, for instance?
It's been fairly recently, and I can tell you, after this trip across the continent, I'm ready to get home. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of traveling, and I'm ready to get home. I know you traveled a lot over the last couple of weeks. Where were you up in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Yeah, for the Trinity School of Natural Health with Paul Bertero, a good friend with Yucca Water, and we were doing the naturopathic program there, and it was wonderful. And then I was at the Maho convention with my good friend Stuart Tom from CV Sciences. We did a lot of great CBD, and I met a farmer from Kentucky who has hundreds of acres, one of the few that was licensed to grow hemp in Kentucky again. So that was great news. Listen, we're going to take a break and wrap it up. Maybe a little bit of a political update on Trump and the crazy psychiatrists that try to criticize him. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, check out rsbreports.com. Great, great news about the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and the gold being the turmeric. I want you to read about it. There's a lot of scientific validity to using the gifts of the Magi Complex from Organics. And that's linked up in the notes at robertscottbell.com. TMB, one more segment before you have to hit the flight, if you will, and going out west. Yep. And I thought, we haven't talked a lot of politics together in a while. I know it's fun to do that, even though we don't dwell on it. But the reality is, psychiatrists are crazy. They're absolutely bonkers. And I say that without, I don't know, I've got nothing but, I don't know, what shall I say? Not a lot of love for these psychiatrists. They're all getting together and saying, it's okay to diagnose Donald Trump, the sitting president, even though that's a violation of all kinds of professional regulations or what would we call it, ethics.
What are they diagnosing him with? A desire to help our country, the desire to make America better? Is that a crime?
Apparently it is according to the psychiatrist, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah, so they don't have to, according to the American Psychoanalytic Association, they told their 3,500 members that they don't have to abide by the so-called Goldwater Rule, which states that mental health professionals should not discuss the mental health state of someone they have not personally evaluated.
Well, I'd say that most of them out there, if they're, you know, diagnosing our president with something, have not actually physically sat face-to-face with him to obtain that diagnosis, so they're violating that ethical standard, aren't they?
Yeah, and even so, psychiatric diagnoses are basically based on observable behaviors and not anything related to blood tests, urine tests, saliva tests, hair analysis, stool samples, DNA, anything. So it's an absolute crapshoot of a system. Psychiatry, it's beyond just talking and analyzing and allowing people to vent cathartically about things that are going on. That whole profession is messed up.
I agree, man. If you're a psychiatrist out there and you're diagnosing President Trump with some kind of a mental disorder because he's trying to make the country better and actually doing what he said, then you're a freaking idiot. That's my diagnosis.
And no license required for that one, TMB. That's way better. I'm with you on that for sure. So we've got some exciting things coming up. This Truth About Cancer Live is going to be awesome, absolutely phenomenal. Those of you who were there last year, I've already talked to some folks. Our good buddy Steve Feld, remember Steve the Thorough? He was the one that did those cartoons for us.
Steve will be there.
Yeah.
He connected with Charlene a couple weeks ago, and we got him a press pass, and he'll be there for us.
That'll be great. That'll be great. And he's going to be, he says he's going to try and hang out and go mountain biking with me as well, like he did last year, which will be awesome. So,
that's impossible in Florida. There are no mountains.
Well, it's a new definition of mountains in Lilliputian terms, because they're hills where I am. It's a really great little range for Florida. You can't complain when the rest of the state is flat that we do have an option for good exercise if you love to mountain bike like I do.
Got it. Yeah. Well, you know, coming from a guy that used to live in the Flathead Valley of Montana, they definitely are Lilliputian mountains down in Florida. But that's okay. I mean, you take what you can wherever you're given, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, what we lack in mountains, we more than make up for in humidity.
I was about to say that. You know, Charlene and Brianna were down there last week, and they said it is so humid in Florida. But you know what? It's been humid in Tennessee, too. It's been just nasty humid all over the southeastern United States.
Yeah, and the thing that I've said about this, and I learned from my mentor, the healthier and stronger your liver is, the more functional it is, the more you can adapt easily to difficult extremes of weather, and in particular, mm-hmm. hot and humid, which really can be taxing on the liver. So, folks, do the things that you know or are learning about to strengthen that organ of elimination, and you'll find yourself be better able to handle the extremes of weather, particularly in the summer months, wherever you live, or if you happen to visit, go to the theme parks in Orlando or whatever you're going to do around the time. Although I will say early October, the humidity is not as bad in Florida. So if you're nervous about Good. Coming to Orlando for that, it won't be as vicious as it is in August.
Good. I was wondering about that because that's when our event will be down there. So looking forward to the event in Florida, the first weekend of October down in Orlando. It's going to be amazing. Again, Charlene and Nancy and Monica Krejci had a great time last week, and we just hope to see as many of you there as possible.
Yeah, and folks, if you love your pets like we do as well, even if you don't love yourself, you should. But if you don't, love your pets enough to come down and help them, and you'll probably find some vitamin L for yourself as well among people who are like-minded, really want to bring that power to heal back where it belongs. In fact, it's about that time again, TMB, when we wrap up, and we reinforce this message each and every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, sometimes twice a day, but I'm not sure if you'll remember what it is, but I'm going to give you that pop quiz. What do we tell them at the end of each show?
Let me think. Oh, yeah. The power to heal is yours.
Yes, I told you, no mental handicap.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.